Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, y'all, it's Friday afternoon. I know it's not 9:30, our usual time of coming on. We decided to come on earlier to give everybody a blessed opportunity for their evening and not disturbing their night out. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This I've been preaching about integrity and truth. I came on early because I was really trying to go see Planet of the Apes on tonight, and it allows me the opportunity to come on a little earlier, and so I thought I'd just better tell y'all the truth, and so here I am telling the truth, coming on, Planet of the Apes, come on tonight, but that's my truth moment. Y'all, I call you blessed on today. May the grace of God rest through and abide with you. This has been good. I'm out here with my big man. We are preparing just to talk about God gets it all. And it's going to come from a different place. But to the Heaven's Harvest Ministers family, love y'all so much. And tomorrow, we got some great stuff going on tomorrow. And getting ready for Mother's Day on Sunday. And they having a great Mother's Day event on tomorrow. They're going to be headed out in the city. And I'm not going to give it all away. But they're going to have a great time prepping for Sunday. So the Mothers of Heaven's Harvest will be just enjoying themselves on tomorrow night. And we are preparing. Done. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out. We got 40 days until Fresh Power in Columbus, Ohio. Kingdom Connection Fellowship International. We just have a powerful, wonderful lineup preparing for that and preparing for the things of Fresh Power. And I'm truly blessed because on that, we'll be preparing ourselves for just the great things of God in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be June the 19th through the 21st. And when I tell you, we're just going to enjoy ourselves and we're going to enjoy the things of God. I want to be sure that we understand that these are some great days. These are phenomenal days, some blessed days, and just some days to ponder some just powerful things about what's going on in your life and start looking at all that God is going to do for you. Now, before Fresh Power, so that means that's 40 days, about 27, 28 days before then, we will be having the praise night. And the praise night is going to be going on. It's going to be Heaven's Harvest combined, Kingdom Connection Fellowship combined with the Atlanta Dream on that night. And we're just going to have a great time. It's going to be us before the game, halftime praise, a praise halftime by a great gospel artist, and just fun all through the night. Hey, buy your tickets, get them ready. The seats have truly gone very fast, and we look forward to just everybody bringing the kingdom of God and all of your family and friends together on June 11th, and we're excited about what God's going to do on that night. I want to let you know that there's a move of God across the land. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. There's a charge in the atmosphere. And that charge in the atmosphere is set so God's people can enjoy some things. They can enjoy some things. Now, if you're just wondering, I had a great day, wonderful day. Got a chance to sit with one of my brothers in Christ, Brother Paul Wilson, and got a chance to talk to some of the great people in the kingdom of God and just enjoy myself. And I want you to have that same opportunity. So reach out to some family, reach out to some friends, reach out to some people and just have a good time. Just have a great time. Now, I got to do this. We was listening to, me and my son was listening to some music before we came on here. And I'm acting my age a little bit, but it was CeCe Winans, That's My King. If you never heard that song, great song. CeCe Winans, I don't know if I should be marketing that, but praise God, That's My King, a great song. Y'all know those that know me, I'm always listening to something that's going to bring me joy, that's going to bring me peace, that's going to establish some great things in my heart, and just allow me to and, you know, just get my spirit set. And just get my spirit set. And I truly believe that when we give God our all, we give him our mind, our body, and our souls, and allowing us the opportunity just to settle in. I like the word of God. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. And just allowing some of the great things of God to come forward in our lives. Now, I'm enjoying myself. I got my big man out here with me tonight. Y'all can't see him. I got Big Prince, and he's chilling with me today, this afternoon, whatever your desired call is of it. And we want to take a moment. We want to take a moment and just look at what's intended for God. God wants it all. But I'll tell you, that was a topic yesterday. And we've been just enjoying ourselves prepping for the next day. We excited. We've done 4 days straight, and you know we over the top over here, and because we've been straight, we've been just doing what God has called us to do, and we thank God for that move. But can I hit y'all with something real quick? I know it's going to seem like I'm coming out brash and heavy kind of early, but I want to say to you, for those that are committed to the faith, sold out to the faith, dedicated to the faith, and those who have given their all to the faith, you're going to start realizing there's a war going on out there. And the word of God is clear in that war. And we start to fight battles that we get confused about. Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 12, it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So we are fighting some of these battles the wrong way. We need to give God the glory. Hand your battle over to the Lord. And Peter said, cast your cares upon him because he careth for you. We are fighting some battles that are not supposed to be in our hands. We are fighting battles that God has actually already taken care of through the blood of Jesus Christ, but we are bringing them up in our fears and giving them life. This was not the intention on yesterday, and our engineer can tell you, this was not the intention on yesterday, but I'm telling you, you're bringing up things that are not of God, and so you're giving the enemy, the devil, power. You're giving Satan power by bringing up those things that are not of God and restoring them into the atmosphere when they're already defeated. Now, there are so many things in your life that was defeated by the blood of Jesus Christ, and when you brought that to him and you prayed for it and you fast for it and you commanded and you spoke to it and you rebuked it, you didn't realize sometime it was cast out. It was not brought back until you spoke them back into existence. And God was expecting you to be a good steward of the promises he has given unto you. Handle that stewardship with authority. Handling the stewardship with power like never before. And not even remembering the things of old. Not even considering those things. You know, because you're pressing forward. You're pressing toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. So you start looking at, you fighting against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and a lot of things that are already defeated. And because the enemy brings it back into your face, and because the enemy brings it back, because Satan brings it back into the atmosphere, does not mean it's activated. I hope somebody take care of that in their spirit. It's not activated because it resurfaced. It's not reactivated because it's brought up again. It's not until you pay some attention to those things. You got to be powerful enough to believe that those things that are presented to you by Satan are not real. They're illusional because he's the master of illusion. So you got to look at those things and go, I have to start declaring my stewardship over things so God can be pleased with leaving them with me. Amen. Because my mind, my body, and my soul, I have to give it all to God. I have to give it all to God. I have to let God have total control of the element that is there with me, for me, and the things that are demonstrated in my life. I'm telling you now, we're going to break some of the barriers and some of the chains and some of the walls along this journey and this season, because we're going to be stewards of the promises that God has given unto us. I'm a hard charger, and I believe in the faith that's granted to me, and I do not believe that God gave me faith, for me to cast it to the wind and cast it to the side, because without it, I cannot please God. And the faith required that is as of a mustard seed is only required because you can only defeat the devil by understanding the promises that are laid before you. And too many times we start blaming God and saying, God wanted me to lose this. God didn't want me to have that. No, God would not make you a steward to take items from you. God would not give it over to you. I know he gives and he takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God, in the perfectedness of the promises of his stewardship towards you and your stewardship toward the items provided to you, God would not hand it over to you and snatch it back. The problem is in our stewardship, our attitude is not flowing in the measure of God. Our faith is not in the measure of God. So I'm declaring for you. I'm declaring that the promises of God that are placed over your life, you will gain full stewardship of it and demand that they come forth, that those promises demand something out of you too, and that it reaches down, that the promises of God reach down in you and pull out something good. And we know one thing, God would never rip off his possessions from his people. And let me tell you why. He wants it all back from you. He wants the praise. He wants to get that praise. He wants to get the glory. He deserves the glory. He should get all the glory, all the honor. He should get it all. Amen. And I'm going to tell you one more time. Thank you, men and women of God. God is not the ripping off. He's not into ripping off his people from the things he's already given unto them. Because he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man he shall repent. God will not give it to you just so he can snatch it back and tempt your spirit with failure, tempt your spirit with loss. Mm-mm. He is sufficient in all that he do, and he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about, amen, those experiences, those painful experiences that happens, the things that you did not plan, that just happened to fall into your life. And you're wondering on so many occasions, why is this happening to me? Why are these things? It's just an illusion. The devil wants you to put time into them. Because the time you give to them, you cannot sufficiently practice Psalms 19 and 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The meditation that you need, you got to meditate only both day and night, according to Psalms 1. Be like a tree planted by the river of the water. You got to give him your mind, your body, and your soul. Why do you have to give him those things? Because when he desires to give you a gift, Satan's going to come and make you feel as if you are not worthy of the promises of God. He wants you to feel as if you're not worthy of his goodness. You're not worthy of his mercy. You're not worthy of his kindness. You're not worthy of God's promises being full in your life. I'm here to challenge you to take on the promises of God and become a perfected steward on those promises and start to speak those things as if they were, and stand on them and be unmovable. Stay unmovable. It's not about all of the flash. It's about the surety of the character of God. I talked last night about the integrity, having your integrity in God. God has to trust you to such a place that even when things don't look right, you've been lied to, you've been discouraged, you've been talked about, that you still become unmovable. You are not shaken by the things that are presented to you. You're not shaken. They might get you for a moment, but you shake that thing off and put yourself back in the promises of God. And one of the promises, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even until the end of time. You have not failed. The devil is just trying to give you an illusion to bring that falsity back to a reality. Because when he presents it, he's just presenting the image of it. He wants you to believe it's not gone yet. He wants you to believe you're not delivered. He wants you to believe you're still in chains. He wants you to believe you're still in bondage. Oh, I stand with you today that those things of the enemy are not still chains and bondage to you. You have been freed from the hand of the enemy. And sometimes I know it's kind of hard. You got your emotions. You got your feelings. Those things are illusional. Those things are all subjective and perspective. I'm going to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, some of the emotions you have is the emotion you haven't laid aside. Because he told you to lay aside every weight that so easily beset you. You can have the joy of the Lord. God wants that all day. He wants the power of God all day. He wants to see you give him glory all day. He wants to watch some things of you going through and still praising him in the midst of, in spite of, and through it all, and still go, God, I love you and I appreciate all that you are doing for me at a time such as this. And watch what he does for you. Because here it is, you will never be able to please God unless you finally get a life of contentment, a life of joy, a life where you start realizing when I gave God my all, when I gave God my mind, my body, and my soul, I gave him control of it all. So whatever he provides me is already under his control. Whatever I have is already under his control. I hope somebody heard that. What I have already is already under his control. When he gives it, he didn't give it for you to control it. He gave it to you because you're a good steward. And he wants you to have him and he control it. It's just in your hands. He told you to lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's in control. The power of the Holy Ghost is fully in control. Everything you see is fully in control. And it can look messy. That's Sister Hill's word. It can look messy. It can look out of control, and the devil wants you to start using those words that is messy. He wants you to say it's out of control. He wants you to say it's I cannot handle that. Because you'll start speaking those things and making them alive. You have to come from out of that and denounce those things. Even denounce yourself and say, I will not receive that negative thought that is not real. There is nothing wrong with me. I am the pride and the excellence of God. I am wonderfully and skillfully made, and I will not receive that thought concerning me. And if you think you have those things, you can lay those things aside. And you already know what your problems are. You already know where you're short in a lot of areas. And those things start to take hold on you when you start to accept them. But let me remind you, the devil is nothing but a deceptive salesman. He goes door to door knocking to see who can he can sell that mess of an encyclopedia of failure to. And just, amen, it's up to you to deny him at the doorway. It's up to him to bring it, but it's up to you to deny it. He's doing his job. He said in the word, God said he will go to and fro seeking who he may devour. So he's doing his job. Do I have a witness? He's doing his job. He's going to and fro seeking who do not believe. Seeking who's not sure. He's seeking who wants to have that issue. Because I'm going to tell you now, saints of God, if you just want to be mad at somebody, that's not difficult. If you just want to be angry at somebody, that's not difficult. If you just want to have a problem with an individual, that's not difficult. Because the heart of man is naturally wicked, desperately wicked. Who can control it? Nobody can control it, but God controls the reins of the heart of men. So if you just want to dislike, that comes naturally. You have to speak to that spirit so that you can love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully use you. You have to speak to that and become a powerful and a strong Holy Ghost-filled steward over your life and the substance of your life and what God has provided you, so that deceptive salesman called Satan cannot sell his goods to you. Because all the glory, all the praise, all of everything that you are belongs to God. God gets all the glory. God gets all the praise. And if you spend your time talking about all the antics of the devil, you have given the devil praise that belongs to God, because you're talking about it, which means you got breath in your body and the activity of your limbs. The devil carries no authority. Stop letting him sneak into every episode. Stop letting him sneak into your finance. Stop letting him sneak into your terms of what's going on in your day-to-day life. Stop letting him sneak into your children's room. Stop letting him sneak into your vehicle. Stop letting him sneak into your mind. When he comes in the midnight, I will rebuke him and tell him, I denounce you right now in the name of Jesus. I will not receive that. Because sometimes he'll come to you and he'll give you a great sales pitch. and he'll tell you the reason why you should cuss somebody out. Y'all quit playing with me today. He'll give you the justified reason, and he will sell you a pitch of why you should break your budget. He will come to you, he will sell you a pitch why you should lie to your brothers and sisters in Christ. He'll come to you and he'll sell you a good frame of an illusion of why you shouldn't do right, of why you don't have to hold on. He will blame the church. He will blame substance. He will blame your economics. He will blame your family. He will blame your body. He will blame your education. He will blame your generational tree. And sometimes you have to stop him there and say, no, it stops here. I'm so sorry. It stops with me. Your sales pitch does not work here, devil. Your sales pitch will not work with me. It's not going to deceive me. I'm not going down that road. I understand what you are bringing to me. I understand the fruit of your labor, but I'm not of your tree. I'm from that good tree. I am good fruit of the Lord. He has perfectly dropped me in a perfect place for perfect things at a perfect time such as this. And I'm going to walk in the will and the way of God. And Satan, you're not pulling me from that. I will not accept your sales pitch about my life. I'm not going to accept your sales pitch about my future. I'm not going to accept your sales pitch about my failures. I've come out of that. That's not me anymore. Thank you for the reminder, but we don't want to buy. Thank you that you brought it to me, but I'm not going to receive it. Thank you that you thought it was well enough of me to bring me that mess, but I'm telling you, there is somebody who's mindful of me. There's somebody who looks after me. There's somebody who loves me, and I am good fruit from his tree. And I'm just like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And I bring forth my fruit in that season. You cannot take that from me. I trust God. I trust him. I'm sorry, Satan. I'm not doing that with you. I am dedicated to God. And I'm not even going to look at the story of loss, because the season of loss is over. I'm in my season. I'm in my season of prosperity. I'm in my season of growth. I'm in my season of elevation. I'm in my season of unity. I'm in my season of bridge gaining. I'm in my season to gain souls for the kingdom. That season is over. I denounce you from that way. I will not travel with you. I don't want that selfish. I'm a good steward of the presence of God and what he has for me. I'm meditating on it. You can't have me this time. I'm not going to it. And there's something when you start realizing that if the devil's not doing anything, you don't have anything going on. I'm telling you right now, if you start declaring that God's going to get it all and get all the glory no matter what, I guarantee you right now in the name of Jesus that the enemy is going to try you immediately. He's going to play with your mind, but that's a good thing. Then you know where you're short. That's when you get your self-accountability and self-assessment and self-evaluation to start to see, okay, I'm short in that area. Oh, my faith is not fully there in this particular area. My faith is not fully there in my finance. My faith is not fully there in my Holy Ghost power. My faith is not fully there to move mountains. My faith is not fully there to give God glory in the middle of the day. My faith is not fully there to fast. My faith is not fully there to pray all night. My faith is not fully there to speak of his wonders. Maybe I am a small element. Maybe I am a small... a shame of the gospel. Maybe a piece of me is a shame of the gospel in certain crowds with certain people. And I have to get over it. I have to get past that point. I have to break that chain of my ashamedness of where I stand in God. Because he said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I have not provided you fear. I have not given you fear. I called you to step out from among them. Be ye separate. I've called you to stand somewhere. I've called you to do my will. I've called you to be different. I've called you to be a great steward of one of the best things you can have is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I called you to the stewardship of the Word of God. I've called you to the stewardship of ministry. I called you to the stewardship of love. I called you to the stewardship of gaining sheep for my kingdom. And I'm expecting you to go to and fro, and I'm expecting you to grab all of the lost sheep from the lost house of Israel and bring them back in and to love on them and to teach them. and to minister into their spirits. And where they're weak, remind them, I'll make them strong. I called you to that. I called you to blind them, if you don't mind, to the sales pitch of Satan. His deceptive sales pitch, his demonic doctrines, those false doctrines that are telling us that we can't live holy. I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Those false doctrines telling you you can't live righteous. I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. I'm telling you now, holiness is still right. Living righteous is still right. No. I refuse to go down that road to believe that God will give us power that does not work. I refuse to believe that the Holy Ghost does not work. I refuse to believe that the authority God has supplied to us does not work. I will say it over and over again. I believe that the Holy Ghost power that I possess can go anywhere, into any place, stand strong in any circumstance, in any crowd, and affect the crowd with what I got. I got enough to affect the body of Christ. And if you need some, holler at me. I got enough. If you just want to come back, 1395 Liberty Hill Road in LaGrange, Georgia, a little small out there where we're about to build a new facility for the kingdom of God to make God happy. But I remind you again to our brother in Christ, amen. I want to remind you, holiness is still right. That little illusion by Satan, you need to get rid of that. Let me give you something else. When you begin something powerful in God, Satan's going to be at that beginning to try to discourage you. But God has already given you all of the tools necessary, which is the word of God. I'm going to remind you again. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you even until the end of time. He said, if you ever get discouraged, there is a name that's above every name. That name is Jesus. He said, at that name, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. That's something powerful. Look what he says. Every knee shall bow. That's above the earth, on the earth, and beneath the earth. Every knee shall bow at that name. Every tongue shall confess. So when you get discouraged and you think your stewardship is getting weak on the blessings and the provisions God has given unto you, and you start to fall a little bit by the persistent sales pitch of Satan, that's when you just go, in the name of Jesus, or I plead the blood of Jesus, we've already have the victory against this situation. Because the devil start making you think, what, am I not over that? And you are past it. You are done with it. Just a test module. Him just saying, let me see if you fully deliver. Let me try to tempt your measure. Let me see if I can tempt you during your weary period. Jesus got tried also. Fourth chapter of Matthew, he was tried coming out of some things. He was weary after the fast, and the devil caught him at his weak point. And that's what he wants to do with you. He wants to catch you in your turbulence, in your trials, and your tribulations, and in a heavy period of indecision, when you feel alone, when you feel by yourself, when you feel you don't have love, when you feel you don't have companionship, when you feel you are by yourself, when you feel you don't have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and fellowship with one another, he steps in to tempt you, to try to get you to go against what you know already your faith had the victory over. You have already conquered so many things because you are more than a conqueror. You have power through Jesus Christ. And the devil, when he brings you the story of temptation of your past, you just got to tell him, I've already been there. I'm a steward now of my future. I'm a steward of what's in front of me. I'm a great steward of the things of God, and you don't have to worry. You don't tempt me anymore with that. I'm not depressed. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not weary. I'm not alone. That's the thing I always wanted to be sure people understand. When you say you're alone, you're also saying you and God are not together. Because with God, you're never alone. With Jesus Christ, you're never alone. With the Holy Ghost, you are never alone. The question is, do I turn to them? Do I ask them to come on by? Do I ask them to join me in this moment? God expects you. He's expecting you to give it all to him, and he takes care of it. because he's given you great stewardship and promises over your life. And God said, listen here, I've been so good to you. I've done so much for you. I'm expecting you to give it all to me. God gets it all. I know we're ready for it. God gets all the praise. God gets all the glory. He said, if you're in trouble, cast your cares to him. He gets it all. Give it all to him. You weren't expecting that turn, were you? Give it all. Give all the problem to him. Give all the situation to him. Give all the disturbance to you. Give all the hurt to him. And give every measure of it to him. And don't worry about anything. He'll take care of you. I want to say on you tonight, Jesus loves you. God is there for you. And the Holy Ghost is going to keep you. Let me remind you. The word of God says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. Learn that he got you. You're covered. You're okay. You're going to be all right. The devil has lost. You have won. Take every problem you think the devil's trying to give you, give it to God. Watch. God will take care of it. I love you on today. Heaven's Harvest, I got you. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And everybody say, amen. Trust me, the devil lost again right now in Jesus' name. I love you, and I call you.